This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, seriously, I don't even know how to get you guys involved. You know, I love you guys. No, I really do, because I wouldn't have a show unless you enjoyed me, enjoyed the show, that kind of stuff. But how do I get you to move? Sure, David Fisher from Landmark Capital is going to be on with us in a few minutes on the other side of the break. He's giving away a gold coin. I mean, I'm sorry, oops, silver coin. I mean, free, niente, nothing, $0. He's going to give you a white page, too. It's called The Coming Bail-In. You should at least read about it. You should have some knowledge of what the government can do with your retirement money. You'll get a free Morgan silver coin over it. 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, or head over to landmarkgold.com. It's a free call. You waste 5 minutes of your time if it's not your thing, and you get a free silver coin out of it. Now, there's a couple of caveats. You got to have a job, you got to have two nickels to rub together, and you can't be sleeping in your mom's basement. Please, don't do that. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. I couldn't decide which one to do first, so I'm going to do this one. My buddy, Chris Matthews. You know what? He says that economic nationalism is a winning ticket, and Trump could be the one to pull it off. Take a listen. Although, you know, I never agree with this man. Maybe we'll hear him now. You know, I always, that's the nice thing about live radio, is you never know what's going to happen. So during the...
Just 2 minutes to go until we get the Democratic response. What's your response to what
we just
witnessed?
Well, I thought the nice moment was Karen Owens praying or talking up to her husband.
How could you be unmoved?
She's talking to her husband, her lost husband, and I just think I've been nothing more to say than the power of that moment. There she is, a regular woman who's lost her spouse. And I thought the powerful political moment, and I was watching it all, and I watched when the Democrats did get up to, and even Tim Ryan, the VP nominee of the Democratic Party. I think this line of economic nationalism works. I think left, right, and center, I think people have a sense of righteous indignation, right or wrong, that we have been screwed worldwide. We must restart the engine of the American economy, make it easier for companies to do business in the United States.
Oh, my God. Did you hear what he said? We've been screwed worldwide. This is news. We've known this for 8 years. It's about time these people came along, don't you think? I mean, seriously.
States and much harder for companies to leave. I thought that was a winner politically. I think that's probably the reason he was elected in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. It is his winning ticket, economic nationalism. I don't think the other stuff, I mean, I think the immigration thing, he pulled back. He didn't do what we were promised at the luncheon at the
only change on immigration is that he didn't say Mexico was going to pay for the wall this time.
No, but he
that was the only thing he dropped.
But he didn't do what we were told he was going to do, offer a chance to live here legally for people who are not criminals.
Well, did you miss that? He did make statement. I don't know what the exact words were, so I don't want to quote him. But he did make a statement that we would make a way for those who hadn't committed crimes to stay in the country. Although I'm coming here illegally is a crime in and of itself, right? But think about what Matthews just said. He says, I think that this line of economic nationalism works. I think left, right, and center, I think people have a sense of righteous indignation. Right or wrong, it's the reason he was elected in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, which is really funny because Matthews gets it. The Dems don't. The actual party doesn't get it. They think that the only reason that Trump won in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Ohio is because they're low-information voters. If the Dems are going to make a difference, they've got... Look it. I'm not picking on alcoholics. Okay? But you can't beat your alcoholism. You can't beat your drug addiction until you admit you have it and what it is. Yes, I'm an alcoholic. I drink too much. This is for the show. I'm not an alcoholic. I don't even drink, actually. But you see what I'm saying? At some point in time, you've got to go, oh, my God, where did we miss it? But watching that whole DNC thing over the weekend, I got news for you. They still don't know what happened. They think they didn't go too far. A lot of them think they didn't go far enough left, and that's why they lost. I hope they head in that direction. I hope they keep heading in that direction. I want Pelosi. I want Ellison. Really, seriously, I want you to keep going that way. We will be in power for the next 50 years. This country doesn't want socialism. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Think of what Matthews just said. Economic nationalism works. People want, look it, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I don't care if politics is involved, not involved. Every mother wants to know that her kids are going to be taken care of, that her sons and daughters are going to have jobs, that they're going to be able to get an education, that there's going to be money there for them. Every dad wants the same thing. He wants to know that if his son or daughter enlists in the services, that there's money there to protect them. There's money there to get the equipment that they need. That their kids are going to have an equal and fair shake. Equal and fair. See, when we say equal and fair, we have to expand that to say that, you know, we want Americans to have at least as much of a chance to get a college education that illegals have. Right? I mean, what do we see all the time? What do we deal with all the time here in California? It is a mess. Illegals have more rights to our school districts, school systems, grant money, all that stuff, than American citizens do. Anyway, his comment, I think this line of economic nationalism works. I think left, right, and center. If Trump stays on this and actually makes forward motion, I don't care how much forward motion, he does not have to hit a grand slam in his first 30 days. That's the other thing. I love these people. Been there for 30 days, for God's sakes, and look what he's done to the stock market alone. I'm sure that's all Obama stuff, right? But you think about it. We'll be saying President Trump. Oh, heck, maybe for the next 20 years. I don't know. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side here on GCN Live. Don't go far. David Fisher joins me right after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious
Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my favorite guests I have on the show with me right now keeps me in line financially. David Fisher joins us. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. And David, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks, as always, for having me, Joe, on your program.
You got to be excited. I mean, the markets are like exploding through the roof, through the glass ceiling, if you would. First time they hit over, what, 21,000 ever, right?
That's the Dow. You're exactly right, Joe. It's exciting, and, you know, this is on the aftermath of President Trump's speech, obviously addressing Congress. And I thought he did just a phenomenal job, just great job, very presidential, and said what he needed to say.
Yeah, you know, but again, not totally understanding the markets. The markets went up on speculation. The markets went up on hoping and believing that Donald Trump can get done what he says he can.
Well, yeah, let's look at the markets. You know, we're talking several markets all at the same time. I call it We Three Kings, metals, the dollar, and, you know, stocks like the Dow, which is the major index of paper markets. The year-to-date, gold is up 7.8%, silver is up 13.6%, and the Dow is up 6.2%. So metals are still outperforming paper this year, and we're seeing that while the dollar is up also today. And that doesn't seldom happen, but when it happens, it says down the road, we're going to have some financial turbulence because usually stocks and gold don't go up at the same time. But I said this year at the beginning of your program, we're going to see both bull markets. In fact, I'm writing a white paper on that. I just wrote a February newsletter that talks about the bull market and stocks and gold. Don't miss out. So this is all based upon, you know, the idea that President Trump wants to lower corporate taxes from 35% down to 15%, and he wants to create a infrastructure of building and making America great by putting America back to work and creating great jobs and taking the restrictions away from companies to be able to grow their company, because there's been this hurdle in front of them by government. And so he's wanting to take all that away. Well, talking about it, getting it into the budget is another thing, and that budget being voted on and passed and becoming law is a whole other thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's the long path, and if we don't see that happen, because that's what the market is predicting, because he's saying it's going to happen, kind of like what most presidents say, the market will not perform at these levels, and we could see the correction start as a result of that. I don't think that's in the near future. I think he's going to get it done. It's just going to take some time, though.
Oh, I agree. But, you know, people always say lowering taxes on a corporate or lowering the corporate tax doesn't help, really. It never really makes a change. That whole trickle-down doesn't work. I don't buy it, but you're the expert. I mean, does it work? Doesn't it work? How does it work?
Well, the whole idea is if we get enough money back in the consumer's pocket, the consumer's the number one entity that stimulates the economy through spending. That's historically the case. I don't know if that's the new case or the most recent case, because the consumer's still struggling, a lot of them, from 2008. It's gotten a lot better, obviously. But I don't know if the consumer's going to be the new what it used to be anymore. So, but that's the theory. Let's lower taxes, stimulate the economy, get people back to work, create an environment for job growth, for manufacturing, pass this $1 trillion stimulus package for infrastructure. Those are all things that President Trump wants to do when it comes to finances. Does it work? Joe, can you get out of debt by spending money?
No, usually not.
This is why they called it trickle-down economics or voodoo economics under Reagan. You know, but he did an incredible thing. Reagan did get America back to work. He did beef up the military. He did create a great environment where jobs were created. He lowered unemployment, and he created wealth. He helped create the environment for wealth to be created. What he didn't do is lower the debt. He walked into the debt at $550 billion and walked out. As president, the debt was $2.2 trillion, so he ballooned the debt,
yep,
percentage-wise. So you can't get out of debt by going into debt. It's going to do some things that people really want, but what's going to take it on the chin, unfortunately, is our debt. it was okay for him, that to happen back then, because the debt to GDP ratio, in other words, the money coming into our country versus the debt, it was at 34% when Reagan walked in office. When he left, it was 63%. It's currently now 106%. We can't mess around with our debt anymore. That's not the environment. It's totally different now. So this is why they're not addressing the debt issue, and that's what's going to be a big problem. I think that's going to be the biggest problem as the if Trump gets what he wants done, that's going to be the biggest problem our country's going to face, is much higher debt. If he doesn't even get it done, according to the Congressional Budget Office, Joe, the debt's going to go up $10 trillion in 8 years.
I can't stand it. We've got to do something, though, to get out of the mess that we're in. We've got to do, you know, we've ignored infrastructure for years and years and years. We've ignored our military for years and years and years. Where the heck did all this money go?
Well, here's what happened. Is Trump's inheriting a mess. I mean, people said Obama inherited a mess. Trump's inheriting a mess from a debt structure that's twice as large as what Obama inherited. And so Trump is trying to undo a lot of, you know, multiple presidents that never addressed a lot of things. So he, you know, he's trying to build make America great by making manufacturing great again. And we've allowed, a lot of presidents have allowed the manufacturing base to just go out the back door to another country. And so, you know, evidence why in our some major cities that President Trump talked about last night are just vacant from manufacturing. They're not there anymore. So he wants, he's got a lot on his plate. And he doesn't have a whole lot of wiggle room for any mistakes. It's like walking on a thin blade. And this is going to be the challenge. You know, he's inheriting not just the debt. He's inheriting the problem that created the debt, lack of good quality jobs. He's inheriting the problem why jobs left, and he's trying to fix that. So he's tackling the whole thing.
God, he's chewing off the whole elephant at once. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. David Fisher joins me. David, I want to get your thoughts on the conversation that the president had with us last night. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bye.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right back to my friend and our guest, David Fisher, is on with us. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, you were you hanging around the house last night with nothing to do, turn on TV, and caught the president's conversation?
I saw most of it, and I was very impressed. Very, very impressed. You know, it kind of reminded me a little bit of President Reagan giving his first speech. There's a little bit of that tonality to it. And what I mean is, you know, him going a different route, doing things that seemed impossible, and coming at it from a very strong leadership stance, and saying we can't continue the way we've been going. Let's make this change. Let's all come together. So, you know, he was very presidential, which is something we don't really see a lot. He was sympathetic. He, you know, told some very compelling, heart-wrenching stories of, you know, things he's accomplished and, you know, and people, you know, giving their lives for our country. There's almost a 2-minute standing ovation for blanking out the lady's name.
Oh, I can't remember her name either, but I know. Yeah, right.
Let's edit that part out.
No, I can't remember her name either. It's this is what real life is all about. When you get over 50, I can't even. My kids, lucky my kids, I can remember their names. But yeah, that whole thing. Really showed that, you know, it wasn't about Trump, was it, at that point?
You know, and he didn't make about we're going after Muslims. He didn't, you know, make it about us. He clarified a lot.
Yep.
And because he was so presidential, the challenge now that he is facing is people are wondering, well, who's the real Donald Trump? And I hope he moves more this direction and becomes more this of a president, because this is the type of person that Congress can get behind. Because if Congress doesn't get behind the president, both sides, we're going to have another 8 years of stalemate. And, you know, you saw clearly, Joe, you know, there was one side of the gallery that was standing and applauding most of the time. Obviously, I'm referring to Republicans. And there was one side that just sat there stone-faced and didn't lift a finger, except for one that went fingers down when he said he wanted to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Well, Chuck Schumer hit the road this morning and said that there was nothing, absolutely nothing, he could get behind what the president said. I started laughing. I'm thinking there were so many points that he brought up to Democrats to try to pass in the past. So we talked about, you know, child care, you know, making it easier for families that are working to get access to child care. How could you not, as a Democrat, how could you not get behind that unless you're just being an obstructionist, period?
You know, what I said to my wife, I said, if you take away the topics which were that are new, the border, terrorism, you know, and he actually said fighting Islamic radical terrorism. And he made that really clear in his enunciation. You take those away, you end the building of the military. Pretty much everything else, and the wall, pretty much everything else, and stopping companies going outside of our country and depleting, not making America great. Everything else, though, we've heard 8 years from the previous administration say pretty much the same thing, saying, look at what this bill I passed, look at how this imparted great success with the segment of people. Look at what we're going to do for mothers. Look at what, how we're going to get, you know, vacation time and child care. Look at what we need to do to help America have good quality jobs. A lot of the same thing. Congress working together. And, you know, what did 8 years we've, you know, Republicans fought Obama, and some of it was rightly so. Unfortunately, now we're going to see the flip side of that, and that's where the rubber meets the road. The pathway is long between talking about it, voting on it, and getting it into place.
Oh yeah, I agree with you. I think we have a major battle on our hands coming up the next few years. Okay, one of your favorite subjects is that whole debt ceiling thing. You know, not that we're in enough debt right now, right? But that whole thing, I mean, we have a problem, don't we?
It is my thing. We have a problem. That's an understatement. Let me clarify what I mean. What is favorite? It's called doing something that you really don't want to do, but if you do it and you finally get it taken care of and put away, you will, you know, I mean, my parents taught this. You'll have such a great feeling about yourself, and life will be so much more different. Unfortunately, our debt is something that, it's there. And some people even say, it's not a big deal. We've always had a debt. Yeah, there was times when it wasn't a big deal, Joe. But it's not that way now. It's not been that way for 6 to 10 years. But it's escalated now in the last 6 to 10 years, where it is now a very critical thing. More than ever, with just what's happened last week or so. And I'd say even the last 6 months. So the debt, I think, is going to be the biggest millstone around this administration's neck. Unless Obamacare, the new one, he puts into place, of course it won't be called Obamacare. What he replaces Obamacare with, if that doesn't work on all levels, that's going to be what he's going to be known in his legacy, that and the debt. So he's got some challenges, but the debt, it's just insane what our country is doing right now.
Yeah, and like I said, you not being one well versed in these things, you know, I looked at guys like you, and it just, yeah, how do you fix? And you already answered it, but how do you fix the military? How do you fix infrastructure? You know, when he was talking about this $1 trillion in infrastructure, you know, bill, I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, okay, I don't know, do we need that much? I know we need something. I know we need to fix something, but I don't know if that's the amount it's going to take to do it. You know what I'm saying?
That's the exact amount 2 years ago that President Obama tried to put through Congress and get voted. It's the same thing. Nothing's the infrastructure hasn't gotten any better in 2 years. In fact, it's gotten worse. You out in California, the dam is an example of that.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not gotten any better. It's only going to get worse. We need to revamp it. And, you know, this is a, do you fix the leaky roof in your house because you know it's going to rain coming up?
Yeah.
And take care of it so you don't have to redo the whole drywall on your ceiling and maybe have water damage and throw away some of your furniture. So that's kind of where this is at as a country. So it's like, do we need to do this? Well, we needed to do this a long time ago. We've already got segments of our ceiling, quote, that's falling apart, so we're going to have to redo some of that. But if we don't do it now, it's just going to get worse.
Oh, I know. Again, it's one of those things. As a conservative Republican, you're sitting there going, how much can you throw at this? And then, you know, how much tax dollars will, sounds weird, but how much tax dollars will lowering the corporate tax rate and putting people to work, how much will that put back into the stream? And I joked last night, the reason I'm not moving on to the next topic with you is that we wouldn't have enough time to talk about it, but I joked last night, you know, Nancy Pelosi once said for every welfare dollar, you know, that we give to a welfare recipient, it puts $2 back into the system. You know, $2 of tax money or something like that. And I was thinking to myself, well, heck, I should only have to pay a dollar in taxes because as it goes out there and builds like a pyramid scheme, I won't have any problems, right? So if we lower the tax rate to corporations and we get people back to work, if the economics works like she says, heck, we'll be out of debt in no time. It's just crazy.
Yeah, and you know, if that's the case, you're just creating a socialistic environment and endorsing it. That makes no sense at all in capital free markets.
No, she is definitely a piece of work. So we're going to go to break, but when we come back, you know, last time you were on the show, you talked about a massive sell-off in the U.S. Treasuries, and you were telling us, you know, what kind of implication it's going to have and how it was going to affect us. I want you to talk about anything new that's come up in it. All right, and I know you've got something you want to talk about, but let's hold it to the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to get right back to my friend David Fisher. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. He's always got his finger on the economic pulse. I can always count on him to give me the information that I need. And first of all, David, thanks for being with me. And second, a couple of weeks back, you were talking about the massive sell-off of you in U.S. Treasuries, and you were saying that that was going to have a severe implication. How does this really affect us? You know, some of us don't even understand what a Treasury bill is.
Hey, let's just go back through history a little bit. You know, our country creates a thing called a budget, and then which is how much we're going to spend and how much comes in. And what's been happening is our country's been spending more than what's been coming in. So we have a budget deficit. So when there's a budget deficit, this started years ago, they created a thing called a treasury bill to sell on Wall Street. And foreign investors historically for over 40 years have been buying this treasury bill to support the overspending monthly of our country. and the numbers have escalated. Now we are overspending the budget deficit. We're overspending $75 billion a month is the real closest number. So that's why if Trump does nothing, we're going to have, in 8 years, $10 trillion more debt.
Wow.
So we issue this treasury. This system I'm talking about works great when foreigners buy our treasury because they're supporting our spending. This is what has helped grow America to make America great. That's why we are the currency of the world.
Right.
But what started in 2011, Joe, is there started to be a small new trend that has gained momentum and now turned into a hockey stick of a chart, turned into a severe problems. And what I'm referring to is central banks in 2011 started to sell our debt and backed away from buying it at the levels that they were. They wanted to support their own currency. They saw some problems happening in our country. And a year later, obviously they were right. We, in 2012, we had a major credit crisis. We were downgraded in our credit worthiness as a country, the second time in the history of our country of 240 some years at the time. So that's a big black eye that we had. It's perpetuated. We continue to spend since 2012. And now the numbers are, where there's been a huge sell-off, and in December of last year, the last report, the U.S. Treasury reported $70.8 billion of U.S. Treasuries being sold that month alone, the highest ever, by foreign central banks. So they're selling our debt. They don't want to hold on to it. They see a problem happening. This is the backbone of our country. This is how we survive financially. So we create that treasury. We have to buy back that treasury back. So think with me. We're buying back $70.8 billion. Call it $71 billion. We need to have $75 billion of it being bought. That's a lot of money, $146 billion of non-serviceable debt. So what they did something recently, been talking about it, and the new Treasury Secretary has mentioned it a few times, and he brought it up on the largest financial news network last week. I'm referring to Steve Mnuchin, the new Treasury Secretary, and he was on CNBC talking about issuing a new bond. We have a 5-year Treasury bond, a 10-year, a 20-year, and a 30-year. They're talking about issuing a new 50-year and 100-year bond.
Seriously?
Seriously. Google it. It's been announced recently, a full announcement on CNBC, but he's talked about it on Bloomberg even before he was the Treasury Secretary.
Wow.
A hundred-year
treasury bond. Yeah,
I know, you're shocked. I was shocked, too, when I really started diving into this. I've done a lot of study. I'm going to continue to study this. Because you know what we found? Most of the third-world countries that issue long-term bonds are third-world countries or countries that have been through financial turmoil. And they're trying to get back on their feet. What does this say about America? What does this say that a 30-year note is no longer good enough to issue?
Wow.
Let's boil this down to simplicity. When you and I, Joe, are about the same age, so we went back, let's go back in time when we were in grade school, and we saw our parents go to the grocery store, and they paid for groceries, and, you know, they paid back then with a check or paper money. So they pulled out of their wallet a $5 bill or a $10. If you and I saw a $20 bill, we went in our mind, wow, that's a lot of money,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't ever remember my parents pulling out a $50 or $100 bill. Never.
No, you're exactly right.
Okay, yeah. So let's go today now. A $20 bill is nothing anymore. In fact, the $100 bill doesn't even wow people, most of them.
God, how would you... I'm sorry, you've got my mind, like, bouncing all around the place. I'm thinking, How would you cash in? What is a hundred-year bond? Are you doing that for your great-grandchildren? Are companies like AT&T investing in that? I mean, really, who would lock their selves into a hundred-year bond? Because it doesn't fully mature for 100 years, correct?
Yes, if you want it to stay until maturity, exactly. So it's you and I are not going to buy that. Doesn't make sense. The average investor is not going to buy that. Some central banks will entertain the idea of buying that because they're going to get a higher interest rate because the longer period of time, the higher the interest rate. But when countries like Ireland and France and Belgium and Mexico, who have gone through financial destitution, create a 50-year maturity note, that says they got to create an incentive. In fact, Ireland and Belgium are now even offering 100-year bonds. And they both had, or Ireland had a bail-in previously, what we talked about, and Belgium came very close to issuing a bail-in. So they're financially destitute. These are obviously not third world countries, but very close to them. They're not mainstream countries. But who might be buying this note is a pension plans where they don't have to, you know, buy it, hold it, forget about it, and hope that helps that pension out.
God.
Central banks that will, you know, enticing them. And Steve Mnuchin commented on this. He said, quote, "This is something that makes sense for the Treasury to look at," end quote. It confirms we're financially broke, Joe. It tells us our money's going to get devalued, Joe. It tells us we have to create a new incentive to entice people to own our debt. And if they don't, if this doesn't work, remember they tried this a couple years ago. Let's create a $1 trillion coin. How stupid that was!
Yeah, that was amazing.
This is almost as close as the gimmick, but it's been tried and been bought because there's actually an interest rate that will be tied to it if they do this. But it confirms everything I've been saying. It just perpetuates it down the road much faster than I ever thought we would be even talking about this. So if this doesn't happen, they don't get enough people, we'll bring this full circle, to where they can entice foreigners to buy our debt, to hold our dollars, and this is what happened in the 9 countries, they couldn't get enough foreigners to entice them to hold their debt or hold their currency, they had to do a bail-in. That's where this is going. And that's why the Treasury is involved issuing the notes, because that's where the money goes to support the dollar. And that's, if we had the bail-in, that's where the money would go to.
David, you've got about 2 minutes, and, you know, how do people find out more, or how do they get a report on the Dodd-Frank and really what it means to them?
It's fresh off the press. I got one in my hands. It just came here yesterday. It's the biggest report that I've ever done in the history of my career of 24 years, and it tells in depth all the things of Dodd-Frank Act and all the things about the Consumer Financial Entity, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. You'll find startling information in it. I did. A lot of it comes from detailed report, financial and political reports from Fox News. It's all documented. It tells you how this, nothing has changed. President Trump's not going to undo the law that changed the legal ownership of your money. You still don't own it, and he's not going to change it. He has to have that backstop. Get the report. Even if you got the older reports, get this brand new one, because this is going to really, really help you, show you really how the power is there for our country. And this is not even an agency within our country. It is now a part of the Federal Reserve. They are not a government agency that would do this bail-in. And that's what Fox News said.
We got about 30 seconds. Quickly, tell people how they can find you.
They can go to my website at landmarkgold.com and get that. Or they can call us the old-fashioned way, 844-715-7311. Let me say it again, 844-715-7311. 715-7311 to get that report and learn what's really going on and how to protect your money.
Every time I talk to you, David, I have a sick smile on my face. It's like, oh, my God, what am I going to do next? Thanks for being with me today. I appreciate the time you spent with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up at the top of the hour.